January 23rd, 2013, a Salat from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Started, well, first I should say, we're not at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Brother Matty's sick bad with flu. So I'm here in my pad in Pedro, a little north of him. Where'd she go?
She wants to go get Angela.
We have some guests Angela. Today. We started the show off with some John Coltrane doing Celia's song, Flute. And, I usually answer the door at my house, but
okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have all three now of our guests. And after John Coltrane, we heard Underwater by Sawako. And I guess one was late and now arrived. So, Bom Bom, San Pedro band. And I want to, before we really get into the band, I want to get into each of you in your journey through music. Who wants to go first?
Let's start with Ange.
Okay.
Ange, so how did you start getting into music? How old were you when you first was conscious of music?
I was definitely really young, but I actually first liked classical music, I guess, as a child. And then growing up, I started exploring, I guess, more rock and punk.
As a child, what do you mean? Like five?
Probably around five. Four or five.
So your parents were playing your records in your house?
Yeah, they would play. They had a few records. That's actually how I guess I got into rock and roll. I guess 50s rock and roll at first, and then from that, punk. But that's more of a...
You mean when you first heard music, they played you... I thought you said classical. Classical and 50s?
Yeah, classical. The 50s, I just... kind of discovered.
On your own. Your parents played for you classical. Okay, so when did you first, and then rock and roll you figured out on your own, in school?
I guess more punk, that's the style of music that I would just walk into.
50s punk?
What?
Now, how'd you get into 50s? I'm trying to go in order, like, you know, you were born, and then you were little, and then you got older.
Oh, okay, I guess growing timeline. So, my parents had this, it was like this 50s comp with, it had this...
Because 50s music was their music, probably.
Yeah.
Right? So, you heard stuff they were playing. Did you want to start making music yourself then?
I guess I didn't really think about it.
Not yet, okay. Some people I talked to, they start playing right when they were kids and shit, when they had... sometimes musicians in their family. So that's why I asked that. I've been surprised. I know a cat had on the... He was playing in his pop's band when he was six. He was the drummer. So you'd be surprised.
That's
some
cool.
People are later on. You know, everyone's different. And that's why I want to know about your story. So your first music you hear is from your parents and stuff. And then at school, maybe somebody's playing... instruments, or
actually, it was my grandfather that got me into playing guitar.
Okay, so it wasn't your family, and he was a guitar man.
Yes,
and
he's talked to me. Well, growing up, he would talk about how he was in bands.
You gotta keep this door closed. Go ahead.
How he was in bands. I've never really asked him if they played anywhere. I kind of assumed that he did, but.
No, but he did it for his enjoyment in the house, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you were curious about it. Hey, can I do that? So what did he say? You got to take lessons or I'll show you or what?
Yeah, he would just...
He'd show him himself.
Exactly, he would. He actually showed everyone how to play at least one song or one note.
In your family?
Yeah. He was the one that wanted someone to pick up the guitar to start playing.
And play. And then in school you did later?
I did.
Guitar. Because you're probably, not 50s rock and roll, but rock and roll those days, and maybe punk, huh?
Yeah, punk, definitely.
Because this is 70s, 80s? No, probably 80s.
Like 90s.
90s, yeah.
90s, for high school or grade school?
Probably 2000, 90s, late 90s, 2000.
Is what? High school? Grade school?
High school.
I don't ask people's ages, rude. But I'm just... Okay, so if it was 90s grade school, then yeah, there's punk. Mm-hmm. So you probably heard about that. Maybe people were in bands even. Because that's what I noticed about when punk came. Younger people got into bands. Than in my days.
Yeah. I guess it's true.
So what? You know, not just for grandpa. You want to play with these people at school, right?
I did. My friends, they were all punk.
And playing in bands?
They didn't really play in bands, but they would go to shows.
Ah, yeah, of course. So, what was your first band?
My first punk band?
Just band.
Oh, band. I was actually... My first band was with Banana.
Could be a punk band. Could be a ska band.
Yeah, I don't even really know what type of music it was.
Yeah, just a band. That's why I said band.
Yeah. Our first band was High Heels and Bras.
And it was all ladies?
It was all girls.
Okay. How old were you?
I was probably 14, 15.
And that's your first band. Did you start writing songs right away?
I did, yeah.
That's great. Those are your first songs you wrote, right?
Mm-hmm.
First time you played with other people. Let's play some music. We'll be right back.
infantile effort, I make a meaty geyser. From statutory ground relations, on highways or sneaky skies, sir. Oh, supernatural tribal nations, I like my meaty geyser. Uptight people in homes, I say, just go. As my way is a freaky disguise for alternate endings of ways and means to fake that meaty geyser. Deepening rhythms to open greasy doors, or mating aimlessly with the wizened, then binding their acoustics to my light to prize my meaty geyser. Yet by playing inside the fruit and busting seeds with rusty pliers, so only astute seers might root, while I make my meaty geyser. To release this sluice of liquid truth for unbelieving MacGyvers, till they understand my steely brand of I make a meaty geyser. They extol untold like rustic trolls. Would you like some fries, sir? For I've roasted whole their caustic souls, all for my meaty geyser. But from the buffet, the baboons, they howl with grunts or hoots or mewling cries or tweets and chirps and a chittering row as I succeed my meaty geyser. Yet all unheeded and never till now seen by a fresh sunriser, the tribe and herd were with brains all astir at the sight of my meaty geyser. So unleash your beast and conceive a peace towards rustling of twitchy thighs, sir. Just tease with ease some sweetened crease and treat her to your meaty geyser. Some fateful new crisis leaves soft minds in stasis while their reason cries, why am I not wiser? Just sin with a grin, your pipe on her skin. It's all from your meaty geyser.
Well, at first LSD was so appealing to me, the crazy shapes, the groovy sounds. But all the colors and the music are cool until you lose it. Your friends, they just can't be found. Well, Owsley and Kesey made it sound so damn easy. They said that God would cast a spell. But at 7:30, I didn't go to heaven. I just went straight to hell. Now I've become flaccid from eating bad acid. That ain't what I thought I'd find. And if I could get cash back from all of my flashbacks, it would help my state of mind. I had all the answers, I was looking for questions, for the truth in a sugar cube. But then the water started dripping, and my head it kept a-tripping. Now I can't even lace my shoes. Now I become flaccid from eating bad acid. This ain't what I had in mind. And if only I could come down, honey, I would rebound and show you the best of times. I love you, oh, no one above you. I hope that you'll wait for me. Someday I'll be normal, my love will be formal from the ravages of LSD. Now I've become flaccid from eating bad acid. This ain't what I had in mind. If only I could come down, honey, I would rebound and show you the best of times, honest.
What from Pedro Show? Yeah, we started off there with something from Bon Bon, King Tut at the Beach. And then we heard the Manic Low with Good Girls Come Home. You ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
That's Jack from TSOL. You ever hear of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know TSOL.
That's Jack's new band, current band. Chris Kroger with The Meaty Geyser. After that, poem, Austin, Texas. Ilse Topes from Freesia. After that. And Gangs in the Garden, Black Moss Super Rainbow. Next was Foxy Playground by Black Bananas. And Freesia, San Francisco. Black Moss Super Rainbow, Pittsburgh. Foxy Playground, Black Bananas. Black Bananas, I think they're Orange County. Not original. I think she's from Maryland or D.C. or so. And then Greg Turner from Santa Fe, New Mexico with I've Become Flaccid from Taking Bad Acid. I got to talk with him on the last tour. So Raul was there and Tom. Okay, next. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Okay. I guess,
Paloma?
Yeah, Paloma. And I guess bass. The first music I listened to when I was little.
Yeah, when did you get a conscious aware?
Well, I guess it was through my uncles and.
Because probably everybody heard music even when they're in their ma.
Yeah.
Because it's so much over everywhere. But when did you like get conscious of?
I guess it is through my uncles, and it was more like seventies stuff. Well, just like driving to school and stuff. It was
in
always
the car.
Like only their music that they wanted to listen to.
Sure, so their car.
My first exposure was more like Creedence, like 70s stuff that they liked. Creedence, Alice Cooper.
Creedence is actually 68 to 70, but 70.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Alice Cooper.
stuff like that.
What? On the radio or their own tapes? And
their own
yeah.
records, CDs, tapes.
Not radio, because it's hard to hear that stuff on the radio.
Yeah, it was mostly like stuff that they had that they owned.
Because at the time it was probably 90s, right?
Yeah, it was 90s. Yeah. So they had CDs.
So this was 20-year-old music. So you, for you it was kind of oldies.
I didn't think it was oldies just because I thought that was just what young, I liked, yeah. and that's okay. what they liked. And that's when I started realizing
But actually was kind of oldies.
Yeah. Yeah, it was oldies, I guess, compared to what music was popular.
Because for us, when we said oldies, it was 50s, like your parents.
Yeah.
Oldies keeps changing, you know.
I still feel like
everybody's now music becomes the next oldies.
I still feel like oldies is 50s, though, more.
Yeah. Whenever I think of oldies, I think 50s right away. I think it was marketed that way for a while. Yeah. But it was being marketed that in the 70s.
Or like Hair. Is oldies and they play 50s.
So. Right, right.
And that's what I listened to a lot too when I was little.
I have to admit, young people won't consider 70s music old, really.
I don't consider
it. Yeah, it's just rock music, right?
Yeah. And I still really
so
like
50s, but 50s rock and roll started, but they won't call that rock. That's like oldies.
Yeah.
But it's actually the first rock and roll. Yeah. Actually, rock and roll goes before that too when it had other names and black bands were doing it. So, the whole idea of naming things and...
Yeah.
And we're talking about consciousness, so, yeah. You liked it because they liked it and you wanted to be part? Fit
yeah,
in?
I was... Well, I started liking it. That's when I first started realizing that I liked that kind of music.
Okay.
Then afterwards, I guess it was... I started buying my own tapes and stuff, and it was more like 90s stuff, like things that my cousins got me into, like Nirvana.
And they're more your own age.
Yeah.
Or closer.
So, yeah, when I was younger, my favorite band was Nirvana. I was pretty obsessed with Nirvana. And then I didn't play any instruments till way later, but I did go to
what's
a lot of punk shows. Till recently, till this band.
Yeah, but what's way later?
I guess 3-4 years ago, which was at 21 years old.
Okay, so yeah. That's when you started.
I actually got my bass when I was 15, just because I was so into music, but I didn't play.
You played for 6 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I was just waiting for you to pick it up.
It was just waiting for you.
I still have that bass. It's really
Orson Welles. What he used to say.
The blue one.
Yeah.
He used to say, "No wine before it's time." So it was just aging.
Yeah, I knew that I wanted.
So
to play
when you
bass.
First played. I mean, you went and got that bass, but you didn't play it at all. It just sat there.
Yeah, for years.
6, yeah. So when, or what, made you decide now it's time?
I guess I started getting way more into bands and local bands and going to shows, and all my friends were playing music. And so
you didn't want to just listen anymore?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I wanted to be involved.
You wanted to help making it.
Yeah, and so I've known Jericho for a long time, and she's always played music ever since I've known her. So, and then I met Angela, and then when we started talking about being in a band, that's when I knew that I should probably start
learning
playing
how
my
to
bass. Because I knew right away, I was like, I'm going to play bass, because I have
well, not right away, 6 years before.
Well, when we got together, I knew I was going to be the bass player, because I had one, so.
Yeah, but I mean, back when you got that, you didn't get a guitar. You didn't get a drum set.
No.
You got a bass.
Yeah. And that's... I don't know why I decided that
but you
was
did.
What I wanted.
But you did. You made a choice.
Yeah.
Not knowing why is a good reason. I'm always getting told why people do things. I like it when sometimes they don't know.
Yeah,
they
I don't
just
know.
Do it. Let's hear some more music.
I love you, Porgy. Don't handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me
Thank you. Bye. one of the most emblematic buildings in the world, Utopia. Representing an iron crystal, magnifies 165 billion times.
Watch for Pedro show, last music for the third hour was I Love You Porgy, Paul Motion and Petra Hayden. She's got a new album out of soundtracks. I'll play it next week. I played some. El Cowboy by Bomb Bomb, my guest for today. BWO is Landon, Bernie Worrell Orchestra, which I got to record with in Santa Monica 2 days ago. Yeah, somebody. Double W. Right? Watt Worrell.
Watt Worrell.
But think of the word, or the letter W. It's two U's, right? That's probably where its name came from. Double U.
Yeah.
Wonder. Okay. Somebody's at the hatch here. Somebody late. But some new music, Doubles and Trebles from Wire, Tropic Lane by Terramelos, and Atomium from the former drummer of Kraftwerk, Carl Baltos. It's the end of the January 23rd, 2013 first hour. Hold tight for hour two. January 23rd, 2013 second hour. Watt for Pedro show.
Pizza for a pizza. If it is not good, we can go out and fuck in the car.
Yeah. you go and start looking. It's okay by me if you go and shop around. It's okay by me, you don't have to be a prisoner. It's okay by me, I'm not gonna tie you down. It's okay by me if your eyes are gonna wander. It's okay by me, just don't follow them out the door. It's okay by me, I'm your lover, not your owner. It's okay by me if their thoughts are nothing more. Let it go, let it go, let it go. I love you more than you ever know. Let it go, let it go, let it go. I love you more than you ever know. I love you more than you ever know. It's okay by me if your eyes are gonna wander. It's okay by me, just don't follow them out the door. It's okay by me, I'm your lover, not your owner. It's okay by me if their thoughts are nothing more.
Oh, shit to pay. Que colada with papa and rara. Gotta go deal with da-da for nada. It ain't appropriate, let us look it, I guess. 100,000 hits on the internet. But that don't mean a shit, even if you're legitimate. I wanna feel honey now, like I got money now. But that don't mean a shit, even if you're legitimate.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour with Spielgusher doing Meet Ya, then Duck Pond, it's a version of Swan Lake.
Yeah.
With the whole fucking opera? No,
it's like a rock and roll ballet version.
Okay. By Bon Bon. And Okay By Me, Johnny Angel Wendell. Our Pleasant Home from Big Sur. Hey, Juan. He's a bass man for Mars Volta. Great player. And finally, Cat Power with Peace and Love. She's on tour right now.
Oh, I love Cat Power.
Final story.
Cool. Hi, Jericho. I grew up hearing a lot of music in the house. You know, my dad liked...
That's how you first got conscious?
Punk, and my mom liked the 90s alt-rock and grunge. And then I had a stepdad, and he was really into reggae and soul and... So, a lot of music.
So, you became aware of music in the house from older people playing it.
Definitely. No musicians, though. Just a lot of...
They're just playing records. And, yeah.
Yeah. Got into high school, Pedro High. Met a lot of really great people who were into a lot of music. Showed me some new stuff. And discovered shows, going to shows. Kind of where I met Paloma. And...
But you didn't do any playing when you were young.
Not when I was, you know, in grade school or middle school.
Oh, by the way, people, Vinny's joined us.
Hey, guys.
That's no signal to start yammering, but I did have to get up and fucking crack the hatch to let him in. And actually, I'm very grateful for Vinny setting this up because he arranged for you guys to come aboard.
Yeah, thanks, Vinny. Thank you.
So when you were hearing this music, you never thought of trying to make it. Nobody in the house was playing.
I always thought that I'd like to play something someday.
You didn't have anybody around, though, really, to like... No. Yeah. But people at school were playing, right?
Yeah, people brought guitars to school and...
Well, they brought them to school?
Yeah, everyone
Yeah, people used to bring guitars to school all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah, I still see them, like, they're walking the acres of the guitar.
Wow. Over their shoulder. They don't have a class? They just bring it to play, during the break?
Mm-hmm.
They keep it in the locker or something?
No, they walk around with them.
Carry it around.
What about in class?
Yeah, they'll, like, set it by their desk.
Teachers let them do that?
Yeah, even in high school.
I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Being so lax for us at Peter High. So people are playing, and you're getting a hankering to do the same thing. So someone showed you?
I had a lot of friends that played guitar, so I finally got my own guitar when I was about 15, 16 years old. You know, learned tabs from the internet, friends taught me songs, kind of fiddled with it for a couple of years. When I was about 17, I started my first band with my boyfriend Anthony at the time, and we were called Sleepover. And we played some shows, and that was exciting because I've never done that before.
That was your first band.
So we got into, you know, making music, and
it
was really neat.
And you start writing songs right then.
Yeah.
You didn't copyright.
No.
Well, no, that's so funny. In the old days, no one wrote their own songs. When I was a teenager, no one I knew did. Maybe other people. But none here in Pedro that I knew. Everybody copied records. Okay, we're going to hear some more music, and then I want to hear the story about how Bon Bon came together.
Who is in the caps? The caps is in the coup. Every woman and man has stardust inside of you. Caps is in the coup. A flash of light within ever expanding universes inside of you. We'll be right back.
fix a broken heart. So don't cry. Up above New Orleans, the president flew by, gazing from his window. He just sighed. Then looked inside Lord Sponge's train. Something caught his eye. Heading for New Orleans. It was Jesus in the sky. Heading for New Orleans. It was Jesus in the sky.
person that they see through their eyes, as if their viewpoint is the only one just and wise. The world is harsh, outside it's cold. Beautiful young people soon grow old. You must be courageous, you must be bold. Do not lose faith, let life unfold. Is there a place to lay one's head at night? Without fright, without having to fight. But there are those who do not belong anywhere. The whole life is uncertain, it takes more than a prayer. They have no limits and they don't strive for things. They are a candle held together by thin strings. Lost remnants of injuries sustained. Heard a blow is not well balanced or maintained. Sinking slowly into a sadness never known before. The world is harsh, it could be so much more. Thought systems wretched, philosophy, trying to sell themselves to you and me. On every street corner, agile warriors of drive, pontificate how you can survive. But the world is harsh, outside it's cold. Beautiful young people soon grow old. You must be courageous, you must be bold.
Thank you. connections, but they're able to wrong choices for me by taking fights that I was not ready for, because these guys had a lot more experience than I did in the game. And my manager is looking to make money, that when they're a human being turned into a racehorse, you know, they throw you in there, they get money. You know, once you heal up, throw you back in there. Cause a whole lot of noise. You know, like sometimes people really need a lot of things. Talking out of shit. Shit. gonna happen. I promise you no heaven tomorrow. I gave you purgatory to be after. I'm not tall, but God bless me some more.
From Pedro Show. That was a big chunk of music. We started with a bonbon, though, again. Música para abejas hive. There's no Espanol for hive?
I guess we didn't think of
that. Abejas hive. They've got to have a word for that.
Enjambre, no?
No, enjambre is a swarm of bees.
Yeah.
Well, but the house would be like their casa. Like the casa de abejas.
There we go.
Like okay.
I guess that's what we're going to call it now.
But the title's in Abeja's Hive, so I was like, whoa, okay. Kind of composite mix.
I think because we're like...
Mix, I think mix is okay. Then we heard Pretty Lady by Cochinas. What happened to Cochinas?
Cochinas. Yeah, new drummer.
They're still around? This is something we did on the show when we did at your pad,
the
Vinny.
87s now.
And
they were so good.
They changed their name to 87 now. Okay, it's still the two ladies, right?
No, yeah, that's why they're
the 87s. Anna. Anna's out.
She's actually doing her one man woman band now.
Dead Broad.
So pretty good. Yeah.
She's still doing No Chonies.
I'm not sure.
That's her fanzine. Never seen that?
Yes, actually, I just recently saw that. Yes, she's still doing that.
And Multiverse by the Devin Hoff Bastet. Devin Hoff has yet another new band, incredible bassist, formerly of Nell's Client Trio, or singers. I shouldn't have said the trio, that's older than that. Then Jake's Song by Ava Mendoza and Nick Tamburo. Ava Mendoza, incredible guitarist up in Bay Area. I got to play with her with Devin. And Katrina, Jesus the Fixer, Broken Hearts by Joe Bouchard, who used to be bass man for Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh.
You guys probably know them.
Okay.
And Harsh by Kalinich and Tiven. Never by Frontenac Chateau Baby. Frontenac Chateau Baby is actually a line in a Blue Oyster Cult song. And this cat named his band that. No Subject by GFR. The Eternals with High Anxiety, and finally I'm Tired by Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson. And we're at the end of the second hour. So we're going to have to hear the story of Bon Bon finally. We've heard a lot of Bon Bon music though, people, so you're probably interested on how this happened. We'll tell you next hour. So it's January 23rd, 2013. Edition of Law for Pedro Show, second hour, hold tight for hour 3. January 23rd, 2013, third hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. of gold, hope for it in war. This is how we move the machine from hierarchical, hoarded dream. For vanquished spirit, as whiteness veils the aimless solar beam. You could laugh the air so thin, king and queen shall undress for death in a room with their own destruction. This is how we place question marks upon the foreheads made ever furrowed by blindness juries and likely tales of old angel-eased beheadings.
So for how the word was written fit into the burrowed brain's opposition was more to rhyme than to sour this moment in time that is firmly ours, though not at all denoted for sake of rhythm, simply occurrence and more a lackluster repletion of time, gnawing the fingernail until the page itself is filled with moments of miniature distress raw to the air and understanding. An explosion of monochromatic scribble, tapered to stationary origin, an ordained mishap and misgiving, the insipid morning at length, this culprit, a narrow human being parting smoke. Was more so for occupation and basest self-satisfaction, fit comfortably into the resting remainder, was more to write than rear memory, this opponent of time walking hours. Not relatable, reaching the syntax of the writer, more a backscratcher's flipping dirge, gnawing the fingernail until the page itself is free of poet, a lumped toil completely absolved of preconception.
River, frozen over like a fisheye, still runs underneath. I still move underneath, breathing somehow, breathing random thoughts. Warm rocks, clam to water flare, float aimlessly. Candle under glass, sky blue beam, spotlight starfish, hypothermia cigarettes. Immunity occurs, drifting through the weeds, something, somehow breathing. Ice raspberries, a blue frost upon gray matter. No sense of smell, charm of lighthouse, a cloud of sand settles. and frequencies chatter to home, eases from the Arctic side, rattling down the abysmal cascade. At times, cosmic cobra, singularly susceptible, eternal looking glass, something vision, one of one inside, the one fine, observed by microscopic eyes. Her voice and breathing. A careful observation, I once saw her eyes and mine. Scented scrawl, mind's immediacy. A young boy finds the page by which all tribulation is shed.
Bird head protruding from a good-sized long and extracted human eye.
Place it on the corner of a solid white cardboard carcass or surface. The details stink. Snail and rat trap. Our children convert us, and no one questions my disappointment. You whisper, the model human being fails to exist. People watching objects change, shape, and disappear when at slumber. Hidden demons inching about.
Her voice and breathing, a careful observation. I once saw her eyes in mine. Scented scrawl, mind's immediacy. A young boy finds the page by which all tribulation is shed.
A cattle train in savage talk, sorrow's bleed, to give you an example. Find willing grained ropes, a god of spotted wings, the barren cold. Cannibal again with the dog. Fool for death, brave vulture, my God and father in the dark of my belly. Offshore, suddenly, the tree of Amazon windows, heat and sleeping, every manual, place of charms, hired devastation, steward of some danger. Place of the back, and then the back of the back. Fires that do begin their life sources brave before terror regression of continual interrelations flooded from former questions. Sickly sighs on terrible breathing, edges like to detect most chance of resting in the form of the letters and the time of that. Offshore, bicycles and tennis, in soft sinking triangles, suicide orbits, spread December dust, locate my weariness, and retain recollection. Finally, there was an incident.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Started off the third hour with, let's see, Swenson Klein doing A Side Poetry and Noise Volume 3 exclusively here. Watch for Pedro show. Now we're going to hear the story of how Bon Bon came together. We heard the musical journeys of all three of the members. We've been hearing Bon Bon all through the show. And now I know you just hankering to know how their separate little music paths trying to make one journey together.
Yes, a journey.
Okay, so we were all friends for a while until we decided, well, we met at shows and we started hanging out and developed our friendship, and then we decided to play music.
Well, I think it started at like 13th Street.
Yeah, 13th. Yeah.
That house?
We were playing in the alphabets and stuff, and we'd go.
Yeah, you didn't mention that.
Play,
no, I didn't.
Because that's the first time I saw Angela play was in a band called Alphabets with Anna and Gabby.
In 13th Street.
In fact, they played when we filmed that thing.
Yeah,
with Ray Barbie and Chuck Trees.
That was on Fuel TV or something?
Yeah.
And I actually didn't mention 4th Street, because 4th Street had a lot to do with my music.
There's a lot of people playing music there.
Well, that was
Porchcore.
That was a huge part of my musical journey, too.
Right? Because there's all kinds of people making. In fact, bands and 13th Street also, they toured. That was a tour stop.
Yeah.
There's bands playing gigs there in the living room.
But I was really young then, and I just...
So?
I didn't know anyone.
You didn't have to. You're still being exposed, right?
Yeah, I started going because my older cousin was going, so I'd go with him, and then... I met everyone and I realized
these people all play.
That was a crazy, awesome zine.
Now you gotta do something with that fucking bass holding up the bulkhead in your head.
Yeah, that's when I realized I needed to.
So anyway, you go into shows, you meet each other's shows, and you start hanging out, and then you're coming out of the Alphabets. Of course, Alphabets had to break up because Gabby, tragic thing. We lost Gabby.
Yeah,
people don't drink and drive, please. Someone ran into her. It was terrible. She was much too young to go. So then you're without a band.
Talented, too.
Yeah, and then
just beautiful.
Actually had started another band after, it was a year after Gabby's passing.
Yeah.
Anna and I decided, well, maybe it's okay to keep playing music. I felt a bit guilty with what had happened with Gabby, and I started thinking that maybe I shouldn't play anymore, and so Banana and I decided to start another band called No Ma'am.
Yeah.
And we started playing, but we recorded a few songs, but we had broken up, and during that breakup, we decided to start a Bon Bon.
Well, me and Angela lived together, too, at the time. Well, I didn't live at 15th Street, Calamucho.
Yeah.
She lived there, and I hung out there a lot with Raul, so that's how me and her started hanging out a lot. And I knew Jericho just from high school, and I had known Jericho for a long time. So then they were talking about playing music, and I was talking to Angela about playing music, so we all just decided to jam one day.
Quit talking about it and do it.
Yeah, we just started jamming, and then
she brought up the idea of playing surf music, you know.
And nobody had to pick, because everybody knew what they wanted to play.
Well,
you'd already played drums in Sleepover. You'd already done guitar in the Alphabets and No Man.
Well, Jericho's a guitar player.
I bought a drum set especially for
But she was... oh, that's right. Anthony was a drummer in Sleepover.
He was, yeah. He actually...
I'm sorry.
I played drums on one song in Sleepover. So
okay, so you were the guitar lady. You're the one who had to switch instruments.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But she's the only one that had tried to play drums, or had kind of more of a... She played one song.
With Sleepover.
With Sleepover on drums, so she was like, I'll play drums.
Well, that's more of a head start than you had, right?
Yeah.
And then also, you were brand new on the bass, right?
I hadn't picked it up. I just picked it up.
Yeah, you were brand new. And so, you're brand new on your instrument. Actually, Angela's the only one with some experience with her instrument.
Yeah.
So... You get together in the first batch of tunes.
Yeah.
She sent what she had, and we kind of resolved to create.
Was your tunes? Well, what I remember seeing Bon Bon first. Bon Bon. In Mexico, the ice cream's, right?
It's a marshmallow. bonbon. It means a marshmallow.
Okay, because there's ice cream with the chocolate around it, but I think that's bonbon.
Yeah, bonbon.
That's American.
Yeah, but they're, in Mexico they say bonbon. Oh, it's for marshmallow? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I hear it.
They have these candies, too, that are called bonbons, and they're marshmallows, but on a cracker, and they're, like, dipped in chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of, because I've heard it. Yeah, I remember hearing it in school.
They have them at Numero Uno down the street. You should try them.
Fifth Street.
Kind of
Fifth Street and Pacific, people. They got a lot of good stuff there, but...
Yeah, I don't like those.
That place is kind of merch compared to Super Mercado. Super Mercado to me is a little more...
Oh, on 2nd Street?
Yeah, on 2nd. Yeah. A little more earthy. That's where I get my chilies. But anyway, I remember seeing the first Bomb Bomb gigs, and there are a lot of instrumentals.
Still is.
Yeah.
I think I've just gotten tighter. We've gotten tighter because it's just...
No, but did you agree from the get-go you're going to do an instrumental band?
Yeah. Yeah. That was... Well, now we sing a lot more, but from the beginning it was
instrumental. It was completely instrumental when I saw. Yeah. At first, I seen you later, and they were singing. In fact, there was a fourth person for a while. I want to get into that, but I seen with the fourth person.
Yeah.
At the Triart Festival, I heard that guy in the chair. He passed away. The cat who put that on.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy's dad, right? Because there's a younger dude.
Well, the guy in the chair that Craig Ibarra worked with.
Yeah,
so that's why there's not going to be any more tryarts.
I was wondering.
That's kind of sad.
It's going to get good because Craig's been involved in it for the last
two or three years. This is what I heard. Anyway. Yeah, kind of sad. Yeah. Anyway, I saw a fourth person there, but that's a couple years down the line. You guys have been together, right? At least 2 years.
I think it's going on four.
Remember the boat? We played together on the boat, and that was all instrumental.
Yeah. And that was one of our first shows.
Yeah, it was our show.
Which was crazy for me, because I had just, like, been playing bass for, like, a month or something.
So
Okay, we're going to talk about the record next, okay? Let's play some more music.
Station by the lake, and I walked into a tree. Jericho fell, there's no showers in hell, but there's monsters in the sea. I'm as true can be. Bingo, 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 bingo
forceful down my throat. The mosquito eater company isn't worse than some I've known. Full circles, not the way that my wheel rolls. I can feel the great gift traveling. It's traveling through my bones. An element uncharted seems to lift my dead man's tones. How many times do I have to send my songs to their deaths at the back of their heads? If making it don't matter, whatever this is, I wish it mattered less. Like poison, so I keep my memories closed. The strip mall of the summer is more forceful than the Lord. No, my pain is not worse, Emily, nor is the rotten of these boards. And despite the luck you call talent, my death will still come like yours. My progress got in a big rip. Can't move to the hills. My skill set took me to dinner. I got stuck with the bill.
that are not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly. Watt from Pedro Show. Last bunch of music for this show, this edition, is Bob Pollard with Big Groceries, Dasher with Tofu Burger and a Bagel, Dead Reverend with Ham Sandwich, Family Room with Mosquito Eaters, Bad Kids to the Front from Deerhoof, and Fang Banger by Bon Bon. Fang Banger. What's a Fang Banger? Now, all these things we've been playing, songs of yours, have been off the new album. Now, how'd that come about? When was that done?
We did that quick. We did that, like, right off the bat. We were barely starting. We were like, we need to get a record out so we can go somewhere.
Yeah. And wanted to get it done for Alabama tour.
So you got it done early. Yeah. Maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think.
What is a fang banger?
It's actually from the Sookie Stackhouse novels. They made a series of it on HBO called True Blood. But there's a few characters there that love vampires. They're called Fang Banger.
They bang vampires.
I thought you were going to say Stockhausen. You know about Stocken? Karlheinz Stockhausen? He was Karlheinz Stockhausen, I'm sorry. He's a famous synthesizer player from the 60s, a modern composer. But it was an HBO thing, and I'm totally out of touch with that kind of shit. Sorry about that.
In that song, we got Brian from the Leeches to play organ.
Yeah.
And he did that in about 10 minutes without even hearing the song.
And you say you're a surf band?
Yeah, definitely.
We were talking about surf? But then, some controversy? Some people say they're surf and they're not surf?
Well, Angela's saying that, which I agree, that surf has kind of changed recently with some bands, like the modern bands that...
The definition of it.
Little straitjackets? What'd you call that?
They're surf.
The only reason why I mentioned it was because we get the most common that we do get from people is, you guys should sing more. You guys should just... I like it when you guys sing, but we're an instrumental band.
Surf was always about instrumentals, right?
Exactly.
Or maybe some sounds, like Wipeout or... What are they called? The Surfaris?
Yeah.
Or we're really into the Trash Women.
The Fender sound. The Trash Men.
Yeah, Trash Men. But there's a Trash Women that we like.
Yeah.
The Lady Bird.
Trash Men was Thunderbird.
Trash Women are from like the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Thunderbird. Bird. No, that was the Trash Men.
Yeah, the Surfing Bird?
Oh, the Surfing Bird.
Bird, yeah. Mm-hmm. What did I say? Thunderbird?
Yeah,
Thunderbird. So, wine. Fortified wine. Okay, so you're saying this album really isn't representative of where you are now. It's when you started.
For me, yeah, I think so. Well,
so what do you have plans?
Yeah.
Well, you have plans for new?
Definitely.
Recording? Do you have the songs?
We've done a few. We're working on a few.
We recorded five songs with Todd.
Oh, already? Clown Sound?
Yeah, we recorded over there, and we just did them to get them done. And
See, people? Todd lets other people record there.
I never did say that.
Todd's so nice.
He also did a cover song.
I was talking to Vinny about
Girl
this.
In the garage. I want them to come out.
It's a good pad. I got to record there once or twice. One time with Jimmy on drums.
I like it because it's almost like recording at our house, but...
Well, it's a block up the street.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, and also I really like that he's our friend and I trust him to tell us.
Yeah, the Cali Mucho one gets hot too. Any room that you just got closed up.
Yeah, there's a hot sun where I practiced in there a couple times.
Tell me about it. That's where we practice.
Yeah.
Not in the Cali Mucho?
No, Cali Mucho. Yeah. Cali Mucho gets
But Clown Sound too gets hot. Any pad. My pad gets hot. You know, come on. You close this place up, you know. You got to make it quiet. So you got 5 songs recorded. So this is towards a new album.
Yeah.
Some of them are for this 60s Girls in the Garage comp that we did. It's in the process. Not sure when it's going to come out.
Girls in the Garage?
Yeah. It's a cover that we did for a Girls in the Garage comp.
Like the old comps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a...
Somebody's revived that idea.
Yeah, someone's doing it, but of covers from those songs. So we all got, she chose the bands that she wanted to be in, and then they all chose the songs that they wanted to cover. So we're going to be in that. And
that's
then
great.
Mine and Jericho's other band, Bee's Knees, is going to be in it too, and we did a cover too.
Now what's up? Yeah, what? You've been around 4 years, you've recorded an album, you're starting another one. What advice would you give to somebody getting into music, starting a band?
I guess,
just do it.
Play a lot.
Build up your music library so you can have a lot to choose from when you play, and so you can record, and I don't know.
Play with others, because, I mean, you could play guitar on your own and you could play by yourself. But I feel like when you play with others, it'll motivate you to start writing your own music. It'll motivate you to continue playing with them, to continue practicing music.
Get better
and
at instruments.
It'll open your eyes to playing with other people.
So, the man, woman alone thing, don't carry it too far. Get involved with other. Mm-hmm. Well, band is about more than one, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any advice?
I feel like...
What has your journey taught you that you could pass on to somebody just starting?
I feel like just play music, play a lot of shows, don't say no to any shows, build connections. I feel like definitely playing with other bands helps us too, because it makes you like want to be better, get better, and do more with your
band. Be on the bills with more bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
Jericho?
I think you should always play music with people that you have fun with. Sure that you have good relationship with your bandmates, and that you guys can throw down and go places together. And being happy makes good songs. You get good music out of good friendships.
You don't think good songs ever come from sadness?
Oh,
that
definitely.
Too.
It's kind of hard to recommend to say, hey, why don't you get real sad so you can write a good song? I know what you mean. No, it's all three had good words. And I can learn from that, too. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Coming aboard. Vinny, thanks for fixing this up.
Yeah, thank you, Vinny.
The Bon Bon Band.
Vinny.
Is there a website people see on the web?
We have a Facebook. Bon Bon Facebook. Just search Bon Bon.
Fake look, yeah. Search for that.
And how do you spell it?
B-O-M-B-O-N. One word. Bon Bon.
There it is.
Okay. It's been thanks for coming aboard, truly, Vinny. Thanks. January 23, 2013 edition of Watch for Pedro Show. Brother Matt, hope you get well next week. David Yao, guest.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to seeing Brother Matt.
His house is so nice, too. It's
I love
He's
Brother
sick.
Matt.
He's sick. He was very sad to have to say no. But if you want to come over, come next Wednesday. Anyway, it's the Watch for Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.